I turned on the news today. I'm offended, I'm offended. Then I took a glance at the front page. I'm offended, I'm offended. I heard some guys joking at my workplace. I'm offended, I'm offended. It's getting hard to find myself a safe space. I'm offended, I'm offended. If we're not offended, it's unusual. Welcome to Offended, the musical. When you get offended, it's beautiful. Welcome to Offended, the musical. It's time to get offended, the musical.
And welcome to Offended the Musical. My name is Roan, and I am here with Francis. Offended the Musical is where we lock ourselves in a room and don't leave until we've made up some songs just fresh out of our mouths. It is just a freshly baked, hotly cooked, improvised song, scenes, tales, and tribulations, things that have shaped us and that we're just here to squirt out like little Play-Doh factories out of our mouths.
Exactly. And just to be clear, a little disclaimer before we dive in here. Any characters or people that we talk about that may resemble real people from our lives, it's entirely coincidental. And by that, I mean that we are literally drawing from our actual lives and
right.
These are our real people.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This is us trying to cover our asses while also trying to be forthright with you that what we're bringing to the table is very, very, very real.
Happened in some way. it really did, yeah.
And you know what? Kudos to us for being willing and able to talk about our lives and being a big enough open book that we will just put it all on display for the people out there.
Yes, you're welcome, everybody. I encourage you all to be this honest. Find it within yourself.
Yes, it's very important for everyone to be dishonest.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Dishonest or this honest?
You know, dime in one hand and half a dozen in the other, however that saying goes.
That's a saying.
Bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
20 in the bush.
Yeah.
Bird in the hand is better than Herbert Walker Bush. I've often said that.
Who knows? Maybe some of these real people from our lives will hear this and then track us down and try to fight us. Have you ever been punched in the face?
Yeah, I have.
Me too.
I probably deserve. Actually, I don't even know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it helps you realize that you're not made of glass. That's what my friend from New York told me when we talked about getting punched in the face. You realize you're not made of glass. It's not a good New York accent, but I mean, he told me that I wasn't made of glass. So I know that now that I'm not made of glass.
Is my jaw lead? Is my jaw glass? I need somebody to kick my ass. I have always wondered, can I take a punch? So I decided to steal that bully's lunch, and he kicked my ass last night. He punched me and put out my lights. Turns out I'm totally a pussy. I folded like a deck of cards.
I was walking down the street one day. I said I need to get punched right in the face. I think that I would come in last place if we ever had a Royal Rumble in this place. I get my ass beat. I gotta get punched in the face. I've got a punchable face.
Can you ever know just what you're worth unless you've been punched in the face since your birth? And check yourself at the door if you think you're tough. If you haven't been punched in the face, tough luck.
I got punched in the face, I crumbled. He shattered my jaw, now I speak in a mumble. He embarrassed me, now I'm totally humble. I have Parkinson's, I pick up a glass and I fumble.
last when I tried to drink. That was 6 years ago. I got PTSD.
My dream was that I would wreck him, but I just ended up with a deviated septum. I know now that I can't take a punch at all, so when a fight happens, I just stand and crawl. Who knows?
Dude, I've long said I have such a punchable face.
Yeah.
I know I do. I'm surprised in Battle Rap that I didn't get the shit beat out of me.
I know. I've watched some of those videos, and it's more like just the people that you were battling against sometimes looked like the type of people who would sucker punch somebody.
Yeah, they are. Dude, there's so many there's fight compilations of people getting punched in Battle Raps, yeah. Unbeknownst to them.
I've seen those. I've seen that.
I should. Everybody missed a huge opportunity. Well, little did they know I'm a bitch.
I never knew, like, when watching the battle raps, the thing that was always weird for me was, like, how do you, as you're listening to somebody just eviscerate you like that and waiting for your turn, what's your body language supposed to be? Are you supposed to be, like, supportive, pretending like it doesn't faze you, not making eye contact, staring them down?
I think there's a lot of different strategies for that. Mm-hmm. I think some people will act like they're nonplussed. They're completely like, this doesn't mean anything to me, completely blasé. Some people will go with the reach, a pantomime of a reach to signify that the person's reaching for his bars. Like, that bar was a reach.
Oh.
And so they'll kind of try to belittle it or, like, kick dirt and be like, that was trash, that was garbage.
Got it.
Other people will kind of, like, clap along and support it and say, like, make it seem like they're not even bothered by it. There's a lot of different strategies.
What did you do?
I think I was at my best, and it was the most effective when I would try to act like the person was trash or just completely bored by what they were doing.
Did you ever do, like, the English, like, wanker?
Ah, fucking beat off your wanker!
Yeah, that's rubbish, that.
That's rubbish.
That's rubbish, that.
Is that a British thing, that's the jerk off symbol?
Yeah, bollocks. Wanker, he's a wanker.
Damn,
have a wank.
You have a good British accent.
Yeah, I lived in England for a long time, actually. Not a long time, just like 6 months.
But where in England?
I was in Oxford. I did a semester at like an exchange program there. And then right when I came back, this was during my last year of high school. Right when I came back, I was cast in a play in which I had to play a guy with a British accent. So it really reinforced what I'd heard. And I'd just come from like the most perfect training ground for that role. And then I had, you know, another 6 months of actually speaking and living as that person.
That's fucking good, bro. It sounds like some Harry Potter English, though. Is that Queen's English?
I'm not really sure. Like, this is, to me, this is the most natural, although I actually can do different British accents. You know who I was listening to the other, have you heard like Sacha Baron Cohen speak in his proper like his voice?
What does it sound like?
He's like the problem with that was that when we like we got to the part there, hold on.
He really
pronounces his vowels, but he says when we did that prank, it was very dangerous because, you know, we didn't have an exit strategy. And you know, for me, I thought that we would probably be able to get out of there no problem. However, had we not had the security and the bodyguards, like, we would have been in real trouble. Real trouble. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking wild.
Yeah.
That's a strong skill. What, do you know where he's from in England?
Well, I know he went to Cambridge.
Yeah.
He's a really smart guy.
Is there like a northern? Is there like, I'm sure there's a northern, a southern, North London, South London.
Yeah.
Like, there's a Manchester.
Right. So the Manchesters are a bit more like clip like this from Manchester. You know, we live up there. It's not far from Liverpool, but you know, they don't. That's not. It kind of sounds stupid. You know, like working class, right? For sure. Scouser, right? I don't even know if I'm doing it right, to be honest. But like, I can do. I think I can do like a bit of a more like I'm a chimney sweep. You know. Blue collar guy, like I haven't seen my kids in weeks. I can never get the grit out from underneath my fingernails. And off of that, you know, the wife, I come home and she's got like a bit of buttered toast for me, and that's it. Never have a proper meal. Can't afford it.
Just bread, huh?
Yeah, can't afford it. Just buttered toast. Is that really going to sustain a man like me who works all day?
And we cut to the chimney sweep's house as he's just coming home to his American wife. It's been day 4,764 of only buttered toast, and...
Hello, love. Hello, I'm home. Have you got anything cooking for me?
I do, babe, and I think you're gonna love it.
I can tell you right now, well, if it's toast again, I'm fucking walking right out.
Well, I know that you've had a lot of toast lately, but your little corgi pixie and I have been deciding that we're going to make something very different and special for you today.
Oh, happy days. Happy days. I can't wait. It is my birthday, after all. I don't even know my own age anymore because you don't bring me a fucking cake. You don't put candles on the cake. There's no way to tell, right?
It's just day after day of bread and bread and bread. I just love bread, and I know you do too, because we're peas in a pod, you and I.
Wrong. I've got celiac disease. It wreaks havoc on my innards.
What? I don't know what that is. Your accent is so hot, though. Oh, my God. I don't even know what you're saying. What disease? It's cool.
I can't believe I fucking married you.
Oh, my gosh. But you are just so handsome, so I decided that I am going to take really good care of you, and I am going to give you a very special treat today.
I can't wait.
What do you think it is?
Don't know. Certainly not a blowy. Haven't had that in fucking years.
It is not that. Certainly not. I only enjoy, the only loaf I'm putting in my mouth is some sourdough, which is exclusively what I eat.
Okay, right. Fair enough. No, I didn't have, be still my heart, right? I can't ask for the moon, you know?
Well, I am very excited to give you what I have for you today.
All right, so shall I sit on this threadbare armchair, right, which is like my literal only happiness, my only place of happiness. Shall I sit there and
you
close my eyes?
You love that chair. Oh, my gosh. You have had enough of that chair, but here, it's your birthday, so go ahead and have a seat there.
All right, let me just kick off my loafers. Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
All right, bring it to me, love.
Okay, I have something really nice and special for you.
I can't wait. I'm actually excited.
All right, and you can open your eyes.
Are you fucking kidding me? Is it literally just bread and butter again?
It's bread and butter, babe!
You fucking cunt. You dumb cunt. I literally knew it's what you... You do this to me every fucking year.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I said that it was going to be something else, and that's the surprise.
You
it's not something
stupid
else.
Stupid American bitch.
Oh, stop it.
Why'd you let me think I was going to have something proper fucking to eat for once in my life, for once a year? Am I asking too much?
I told you it was going to be a surprise, and I love you so much, and so I wanted to surprise you with the surprise that you're getting the same thing you eat every day.
But it's not a surprise. If you just bring it to me every fucking day, it's not a surprise. I fucking hate you. I want a divorce. Fuck you, you cunt.
I love you, sweetie.
What is a nice piece of chicken? Perhaps some fish that is finger-licking. Someone who takes good care in. Wouldn't it be lovely?
Why won't my man eat his bread? There's something wrong with his British head. He's so stupid, he's so dumb. God, I wish he'd love some bread.
she makes me bread. All I want is some fucking head. She makes me toast and I can't even digest it.
He doesn't understand me. I just want to take a plan B. This the end of discussion, but the bread's gonna be the only bun in the oven.
She claims that we can't afford kids. There's probably some truth, but I still want it. One boy who helps with every household chore.
There's something that he doesn't know at the Christmas party by the mistletoe. There was a man who was dressed in silk. I fell in love with the guy who delivers our milk.
My stomach cannot handle wheat. It can't handle dairy. It can't handle meat. I have a very weak constitution, and my wife is not sensitive.
I am the local milkman. I fuck all of the bitches I can. Every day goes according to plan. Because I'm the local milkman.
Wifey doubled our milk intake. The milkman comes when I'm at my work. I suspect some foul play, but I give her what she asks for.
Hello, sir, is your missus home? I expected she'd be all alone. Why are you looking at me like a jerk? Aren't you supposed to be at work?
This milkman is a dashing fella. If I knew better, I'd probably smell a affair betwixt him and the old lady.
Greg, what are you doing here today? I mean, Mr. Milkman, you're looking at me in a way that is making me uncomfortable and kind of turned on. Go away and don't come back till the dawn.
Did you witness that exchange? I tell you what, it was kinda strange. Is it just me or is there something between my wife and the milkman?
I'm sorry, it's all a big misunderstanding. I just brought some milk and a little bit of candy. Let me run back to my home and leave this happy married couple alone.
Listen, love, I think we stop the milk. I'm not comfortable with men of his ilk. Let's not have him round the house anymore.
Babe, you're totally overreacting. We need milk, it goes so good with bread. I give him money, I give him cash, I give him love, and I give him head. I mean, I give him head cheese because I didn't order it, and it's a different thing than I wanted to give him. I didn't mean what I said. Trust me.
You've been paying the milkman with blowies. Oh, I see it now. I'm feeling kind of lowly. I am a cuck and I quit my life by jumping off the London Bridge.
Now you two, please, you can work this out. I can't believe the things that are coming out of your mouth. I didn't mean to come between you and your family. I just want you to have milk and be happy. Who knew the milkman would fix my marriage? I didn't think that his undercarriage would be the catalyst for our happiness.
You know, I guess we could communicate better. I should do better, not just follow the law's letter. I could do more to help my hubby. So now it's time for me to give my first blowy.
This feels really nice. I'll take some bread.
That was, do you know what that tune was like, what I was going based off of?
Nope.
It's from My Fair Lady.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air. Someone who takes good care and would. It be lovely.
Damn, I had no idea. I've never seen that. But oh, that whole play about accents and being able to determine where someone is down to the like specific area accent?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's based on like class. She comes in and she can't speak proper English, dignified, upscale English, and they decide it's kind of like trading places. Like they want to see if they can bring her up to the place where she is accepted in high society and people think that she's, you know, a woman of a landed gentry or whatever.
I feel like I could like pin the accent to the neighborhood in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah?
There's a lot of different accents from different areas.
I love the Philly accent. I don't know why. It's so distinct.
It's very distinct and gross. And if you can pin it down, it's a masterful one to pin down. I've had trouble pinning down Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's tough.
It's almost got a little bit of a Midwestern influence.
But it's like they like add like an H, like down. D-A-H-N is like their D-O-W-N, but I still can't even say it. I could write it, but I couldn't say it.
Right.
I don't speak Pittsburgh, but I can write it. I could translate Pittsburgh.
Have you been to Pittsburgh? You've been to Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah, bro. I've been to Pittsburgh, bro. I've been to fucking Pittsburgh, bro. The first time I went, though, it smelled like trash, and I left within 30 minutes. I was looking at colleges there, and I was like, nope, this whole city is going to smell like trash the whole time. It turns out I was just near a trash can. I was just near trash. I thought it was the whole city. I found it all offensive. Have you been to Pittsburgh?
I've never been to Pittsburgh.
And what was so you have no olfactory reaction to Pittsburgh?
No, as far as I can tell, it's the sweetest smelling place in America.
It smells like it's just a fresh car, a fresh brand new car smell.
Pittsburgh.
Why haven't you been to Pittsburgh?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not like a place our family would have gone on vacation. We don't have any family there. And then the only other reason that I would have gone would have been to...
For a show or something. But Pittsburgh,
shows.
Book Francis.
I probably will. I'll probably play
Dude,
Pittsburgh.
Dude, get out to Pittsburgh.
Dude, I've been to... In this past summer, I've been to Rochester, Syracuse, Albany. I've been to...
Are these booming comedy towns?
Not really. I mean, that's the point. They all have one place.
And what is... do they have anything in common or it's just that upstate New York?
Well, all of those places were in upstate New York. I've also done Providence. I've done, I don't know. I've been all over, like, I guess the map now. But you know what I've realized is that, like, all these cities, these small cities, Indianapolis, Rochester, Saratoga, Syracuse. I wouldn't call Saratoga a city. But they're all in Portland, Maine. They're all the same. They're all very similar.
In what way?
They
the
don't
people
have,
there or, like, the layout of the town?
Like... They all have one street of bars, and the young people in the city go, but they don't enjoy it. Because,
they don't enjoy it? Every time I've been to a town like that, I'm super charmed by it. It's like, oh, this is fucking beautiful.
Maybe we are, but...
As outsiders.
The young people that live there, like, there's not a lot of jobs for young people, so they can't really retain a lot of their young people. And then the young people that do stay go to the same... street of bars every night that they go out, every Friday, Saturday, and they're sick of it after like 4 months or whatever. So when you get there, everyone's a little bit like
they're disenfranchised with their own
town. They're
a
little tired of their lives.
Damn.
Which is why everyone gets into heroin. All those places have a huge heroin problem.
They're looking to you as like a beacon of hope. Like, please, man, just like make me laugh. Yeah. Like, this is my escape right now.
Yeah.
If this doesn't go well, like, I'm going to park my car in my garage and leave it running.
Right, exactly. You don't blame them. You don't blame them for wanting that escape. They turn to needles, they turn to their car garage. Whatever it may be, you can understand. You can empathize with them.
It's so cold. It's so cold.
Winters are long.
It's so cold. Mm. I don't like it.
Shut up.
Oh, fuck, man.
Rowan, have you been watching Hard Knocks?
I did watch Hard Knocks yesterday. Yo, I cried during Hard Knocks.
Really?
Yeah, I wept.
Why?
When that dude's mom and
that was really sad. That was really sad.
Like, and then everybody came in and hugged him.
That was unbelievably moving. I couldn't believe it. I thought Hugh Jackson, right?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. Wolverine is the coach of the Browns.
That guy's got a lot on his plate.
He's got chops.
Yeah.
No, Hugh Jackson, you're right.
He handled it so well. He allowed himself to cry, but he didn't lose it.
Yeah. I mean, did you think he handled it well?
I thought he was incredibly not, like, indulgent in his crying, and he clearly...
His grief?
He didn't do it for this... He was like... You know how some people grieve in a way where they almost, like, want sympathy? It really...
Yes, yes.
It did not seem like he wanted sympathy.
Oh, he definitely didn't want sympathy.
Yeah.
But also, like, it seems like he prioritizes his job over, like, a lot of things, which is tough.
Well, sure. But I think...
For the best, he put the team over himself.
We kind of admire that in America.
You think so? Do you admire that personally?
I know I wouldn't be able to handle it that way. If one of my family members died, I'd be out of Barstool for 2 weeks. The first week, I'd be grieving. The second week, I'd be on vacation without telling them. Taking advantage of it. Absolutely.
It's what Mom would have wanted.
Yeah. Mom loved the Bahamas, so in her honor, I'm going.
She would have wanted me to have some Mai Tais. She would have wanted me to transfer some things into a Swiss bank account.
On her credit card, which she hasn't closed since she's dead.
They don't know that. It's on me. Mom wouldn't want me to report her death for a couple weeks.
Oh, God.
It's what she would have wanted.
This is horrific. I'm an asshole. No, but I thought he handled it really well. I don't know. Did you play football?
In like 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Wow.
Guess what position I played?
Punter.
That is a funny guess. I visited my friends at Johns Hopkins, who was on the football team once, and they like told the guys on the team we were recruits, and the guys were like, "What are you a punter?" That was what they assumed.
Huh.
But in grade school, I was on the defensive line.
Oh my God!
I was in a tackle.
Wow.
Defensive tackle.
That's pretty.
We ran a 3-4, so I mean, it was more of a hybrid end position than just a tackle.
I never played football. John, did you play football?
Yes, like 6th through 9th.
Wow. It's amazing.
You were more built to play football than either of us.
Certainly, but it just wasn't on my radar. I played soccer. Whoa, sorry.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Leave that piano alone.
Just accenting. I wanted you guys to know soccer was a big thing. I played soccer. I played lacrosse and basketball. I don't know. Frankly, I'm glad I didn't play football. Who knows?
You think your brain would be scrambled right now?
Well, more like I feel like that would have been the sport I was best at, and then I would have played it, and I'd be broken right now.
Because you didn't make it, and your brain would be scrambled.
Well, maybe brain, but also like knees, joints, surgeries.
Well, all these dudes' brains are scrambled. I think that we're not like... That a lot of football players are, it's like so sad to say, but like a lot of dudes who used to play football are depressed. And it's not just dudes who were like all pros, and it's not just dudes who are in the Hall of Fame and have that platform to talk about it. It's dudes that played like Division II football or like fucking played high school football and just were reckless with their bodies. And a lot of concussions will hurt people.
Yeah.
And that was my soapbox time for the day. Concussions hurt people.
They,
I also went
do.
On a limb. I'm on a soapbox on a limb.
I had some concussions in lacrosse.
Really?
Yeah, bad ones.
Really?
Biggies.
Damn, what's a concussion like, my man?
I'll tell you. But actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sing to you about concussions.
Yes. Queen, sing to us.
My first concussion roam, I remember it like it was yesterday. Just kidding. I don't remember a fucking thing.
It's the nature of concussion.
Not a single thing to say. I woke up in the ambulance. A woman stood over me.
She's probably a nurse.
I couldn't help but notice that she had a double D set of boobies.
Oh, doesn't seem like it's about concussions at all. It's like a completely different. Took a left turn towards just ogling breasts.
Those breasts hung over my face. I wanted them on my chin. I realized then and there that I loved concussions.
Okay.
I felt like I was in heaven, that God was laughing with me. I stared at those old boobies and I thought I want another three.
Five boobs? Is this a typical concussion experience? Like, I thought we were about to have a learning song about concussions, like I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill type of thing, and now it's a boob song.
Boobies in your face are the best way to get your head so clear. When I woke up and saw those boobies, I thought I could solve any puzzle. Oh dear.
All right.
I know the nuclear codes are supposed to be for the president. But when I woke up and I saw those boobs, I thought I could really figure them out. I know it.
I feel like this is hurtful in the long run because you're glamorizing concussions. You're going to make people want to get concussed because they think that they're just going to be in some kind of five-boob heaven.
Up to that point, I had spent so many months cramming with Rosetta Stone Spanish. I wasn't making progress until I saw those boobs. Now I'm fluent and I can try another language. I'm setting out on the Portuguese track. I just need another nipple. If somebody could punch me in the face, I could feel my brain start to ripple.
Are you connecting learning the Romance languages to getting a boob show? You're saying that seeing breasts taught you how to speak multiple Romance languages.
People say don't drink.
Okay.
People say don't drive. When you wake up concussed, it's not a good idea to do those things, oh my. I've only got one solution, one suggestion for you all. If your brain takes a knock, just lie right back and look for some boobies.
That's all.
That's all. That is all. You've never had a concussion.
I got plunked in the head one time in baseball, and I remember like kind of rushing to wake up or rushing to get up to make it seem like so people weren't worried that I had got knocked out. But there was like a second or two I don't remember really.
Huh.
But it can't have plunked me that fucking hard. It was like Little League. I didn't play baseball at that high of a level.
And
this guy was throwing like 30 miles an hour. It was like fucking like a wood chip getting thrown at me.
Every pitch was a changeup.
Yeah, it's like there's no fucking velocity on any of this.
Right.
This like loping fucking thing, I got hit in the head.
They're breaking balls because of gravity.
Right. That's why that's the 12 to 6 because it's just falling to the ground at 10 meters per second per second. There's nothing else besides that.
Are you high school sports, were you like a standout athlete? Were there any standout athletes?
Hell no, I wasn't a fucking standout athlete, bro. Mm. I fucking sucked at sports. I wasn't even fucking trying out for teams to get cut from because I knew they sucked. Our team got a fucking rugby team. Our school got a rugby team when I was in like my junior year. I was like, oh, that'd be fun to play. And then they're like, oh, we're going to do 40 times and measure your bench press. I was like, nope, I'm out. I'm not trying to see the fucking -1 bench press rep. The 7.45 40 time that would fucking be attached to my name on a piece of paper. I couldn't have that. It wasn't me, my friend. I was not the high school athlete. But there were surely high school athletes in my school.
Anyone that went on to do bigger and better things?
Rich Gannon MVP of the Super Bowl went to my school, but that was some years before I was there. Or not MVP of the
he
Super
didn't
Bowl.
Win the MVP they
of
lost
the league,
to the
though.
Bucks.
But
yeah.
He was MVP of the league. That's right. What I should have said. But they had some good ass sports knowledge.
Yeah. I always remember that he had like the most ugly ear pads. They were brown. They were a completely different color from the rest of his helmet, and it made him look stupid.
What a fool.
Yeah.
The ugly ear pads.
They had those silver helmets as the Raiders. They had silver helmets, and then he wore brown ear pads.
Had he come to my stadium, I would have shamed him out of his existence.
Yeah, you need better gear than that.
Brown ear pads, Rich Gannon.
He looked like just an old man
a
playing
plebe.
Football, you know? Those brown ear pads were the equivalent to like an old man wearing sunglasses that are like squared off and then have the ridge that goes back to your head and are just like
look like the Ocean's 11.
Yeah, where you're like, are you blind?
Like, is this fucking up right
yeah.
now? What are these fucking squares? You have window panes on your face, sir. What are you doing? Those were Rich Gannon's earlobes. He just had really dirty earlobes underneath that helmet of Hibs.
Mm.
Hibs.
Hibs.
There was our star running back. This kind of came up between us earlier, because let's trace the whole thing backwards, because it makes better sense that way.
Yeah, I have a personal trainer, and he stands over me to spot my bench press, and sometimes his boxers or his underwear is too loose, and I can see right up into everything.
You see his actual balls.
That's a tough view, by the way.
It's impossible.
I almost commend women, by the way, because we don't, as guys, we don't ever see that view. We see the bird's eye view, and they get the grundle eye view.
Yeah, just like creases of flesh and fucking the worst hairs that could ever possibly grow from someone.
Right.
Hairs that are just like growing into a seat every day and just having to go haywire.
And
you wonder why they're kinked.
Haywire indeed. Wiry. Wiry hairs.
Wiry hairs.
That shit, if you get that in your mouth, it sticks there for months.
Yeah, that's fucking Kate Moss floss.
Kate Moss floss is good. Those, you could bundle up those ball hairs and create one of those sponges that you use to clean cast iron skillets.
Yeah, that's a full loofah.
That have been overcooked.
We should make ball hair loofahs and sell them as some... Who needs t-shirts for a podcast when we can make our own ball hair loofahs?
Tremendously exfoliating.
They will scrub your seven layers of skin directly off until you'll just be bleeding in your tub.
Exactly. But whatever you do, don't get it in your mouth, because then you're going to try to push it around with your tongue and then pincer it out with your fingers, and it'll just never happen. It's so elusive.
Yeah, you'll wind up just like pulling and pulling ball hairs out of your mouth like a magician with a multicolored handkerchief.
Right.
Anyway, you saw your trainer's ball hairs.
Yeah, I saw.
And he slapped you on your ass.
And
called you babe.
He called me babe. Yeah, he was, after the rep, he was like, or the set, he was like, that's it, babe. And he slapped me on the ass. And I was like, I don't know if we have that type of relationship yet. We've only done six sessions together. But then it led to you telling me a far wilder story about this running back that you played.
Because I was saying, like, it is not necessarily like, wow, you think that this dude, like it's not out of the question that he's just gay. And like, he's like, that's his way of coming on to you. Like,
right.
Why wouldn't he come on to you? Mm-hmm. You know, you're a great looking dude. It could go either way. I don't know him. I only know this story. But like, there was a dude who was like a kind of slap on the butt and say babe kind of guy in high school. He was like a star player. He was a star athlete at my high school.
Mm.
And like, I remember like even we were in like a summer program together, and he would always kind of readjust his shorts where it's like you could like see his dick. Or, like, he would just do stuff where it's like, did I just, like, see his dick? Like,
the top of his dick, or would the whole thing pop out?
It's out of the corner of your eye, because it's like, did I just, like, it's you're not, like, I wasn't staring at his junk, and it's just like, whoop. And,
right.
Like, he showed me, it's just like, you're in a circular conversation with multiple people. He readjusts his pants, and, like, his dick's out, or, like, he was always just doing weird shit with his dick. Like, people on the his athletic team said he would like come into their like shower areas
stream,
like
yeah.
just completely like soaped up, saying he like ran out of hot water and is like, is he being funny or like that? I mean, that kind of it kind of went that direction. And then he bounced around to a couple schools, and after, I think it was while we were in college, we found that he was doing tickle porn. He was doing he was doing porn where it wasn't even porn, but it was just like a site called buffandbound.com, and he was under a pseudonym, and this dude's fucking shredded, very good athlete, just like fucking tons of muscle.
What was his pseudonym?
Dante. It was Dante.
Wow. Talk about an opportunity to really reinvent yourself and go against like racial nomenclature, and then to absolutely not do that.
Wait, so you're assuming that this is a black guy?
100%.
It's not.
Are you serious?
No, it's not at all.
Why did I think he was?
I don't know.
I think because of Dante.
I think
you told me Dante, I assumed.
Yeah. No, but he wasn't though.
Wow.
And but he would get tickled, and it was just like everybody like found this, and it's just shocking to see like imagine the star athlete of your high school, which is probably you. So imagine yourself doing tickle porn, Francis.
I don't like getting tickled at all. I find it unpleasant. I'm not laughing when I'm getting tickled. I'm screaming.
It's not like a pleasurable experience.
No, it's brutal.
Yeah, I can't imagine being like, I don't know. I don't want to judge anyone else's fetish. It's like sweet that if someone's into that, but it does do it for me on a heterosexual level,
right?
Much less a homosexual level. Just two dudes just like in banana hammocks, fucking shredded.
Oh, so they weren't naked.
No, they weren't naked. They were in like underwear and. I mean, this dude did, like, if you went on a deep dive of porn for him, like, there were, like...
You could find stuff.
You could find him naked for sure. I don't know. I don't think I ever saw him...
penetrated or penetrating.
Or with a penis around his mouths, or his mouth around a penis, any of those things. I don't recall seeing any of that, but maybe I didn't dive deeply enough.
You should have... Well, let's do some diving.
Yeah.
Let's dive later.
But he might have scrubbed the net from it, because it's like, I know that he's gone on to live like a relatively normal life.
Wow.
I don't understand.
What an experimental phase.
So yeah, I'm glad that we brought that into the light.
My name is Dante. They misunderstand me just because I can run a 4-3. Always faster and stronger than my competition. Wearing pads and a helmet, I never felt free.
My pillow has feathers. One night one slipped out. It landed so gently on top of my cheek. I nutted so fast, it was like an explosion. It was so bad, I had to throw out my sheets.
Shoot a three-pointer, win at a track meet.
It's not for me,
it's not the way I was born. People expect me to be an athlete, but my true calling is tickle porn. So many years I spent tickling myself. It was orgasmic, it was better than sex. But after it while, it kinda got boring. I found myself thinking, what can I do next?
So one night at Hibachi, I noticed that our chef had the fastest fingers that I'd ever seen. So I sent him a Venmo and set up a camera, and I brought him home to start tickling me.
Shoot a three-pointer, win at a track meet. It's not for me, it's not the way I was born. People expect me to be an athlete, but my true calling was tickle porn.
Now that I'm older, those days are behind me. It just didn't fit with society's plan. But every so often, I slip off my pants and remind myself that I'm a tickling man.
Shoot a three-pointer, win at a track meet. It's not for me, it's not the way I was born. People expect me to be an athlete, but my true calling is tickle porn. My true calling is tickle porn.
Wow, I'm tickled pink by that song.
Are you?
I really, 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 really am.
I'm always pink whenever anybody tickles me. It makes my face turn pink.
You're often pink.
I'm very pink. I look like I take the stairs everywhere I go.
I'm very white. I look like a sheet. I look like a ream of paper.
That used to be considered a sign of nobility and wealth.
So did having big calves, but now I think chicken legs are in. I hope someone got offended. At least Dante's probably offended.
Somebody's
somewhere
offended.
Out there.
Let's hope he hears it. Yeah.
And if he does, I'm sure to get my ass beat because as we know, getting punched in the face would absolutely cripple me.
Absolutely. Good stuff today. We had a blast. We hope you did too. Join us next time on Offended the Musical.